very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Because you are a mean girl. You're a bitch.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
You do not drive. You do not own a car. You don't own a driver's license. There's no reason in New York to have a car or driver's license.
No. Definitely not, no.
So you are one of these people, when you get a car warning light on your dashboard of a car, do you know what these lights mean?
No, of course. You're kidding? Car warning light? No. What is that even?
So you would have no idea. So we're going to do a little contest here to see how well you know your car warning lights, because I don't think you know any of them.
No, I didn't know there were car warning lights. I thought cars are all computerized right now and they have a problem. They tell you.
Well, they're also going to have a warning light. That's the thing. Okay, so what does this symbol mean?
The answer is check engine light.
Do I have choices?
Or? A helicopter approaching.
Oh.
Engine management, fuel tank issue, or sat nav connection error.
Shit. Oh, my God. Okay, so here's the thing. The icon you're showing me does look like a helicopter approaching, but why would that be on my dashboard? Because how often do you have a helicopter approaching?
But you would need to know, and the car knows.
Well, it looks like a helicopter, but I don't think that's what it is.
Is it an engine management symbol? Oy. Is it a fuel tank leak? Or is it a sat nav connection error?
Oh, God. I have no idea. I can't even guess.
Okay, if it popped up, what are you going to do?
Look up and make sure there's no helicopter.
Okay, you're thinking it's a helicopter.
Yeah, helicopter approaching.
All right, no, it's engine management. It's a check engine light. Yeah, you have, if this light pops up on your car, you pull over immediately and stop the car.
Okay, why wouldn't it just say the words check engine? Why it got to put a stupid symbol up there?
Next, if you see this...
The answer is tire pressure warning.
What is it? Is it low tire pressure? Boot weight is too heavy? Unknown object inside engine bay, or roof is loose?
It looks like a pregnant woman. So I'm guessing it's going to be boot weight, which is the boot is the trunk in America. So the trunk is too heavy because it looks like a heavy woman and there's an exclamation point in the middle of it.
It's a low tire.
What? That's not even a tire. What is that even? Ay vey.
You're failing on this. Okay, diesel drivers, what is this?
The answer is glow plug warning light.
Who knows?
Suspension error, curvy road ahead, tangled horseshoe in the car, or glow plug warning light?
It's just squiggly lines.
Yeah, what is it? Suspension, curvy road, horseshoe, or glow plug?
I don't know. Glow plug?
Correct. Good job. You got one right.
It was a guess because it's yellow and it's glowing.
And what is a glow plug?
I have no idea.
No idea. If you see this symbol...
The answer is top off oil.
Oh, God.
What do you do immediately? Do you top off the washer fluid? Do you top off the oil? Top off the water? Or top off the gas?
All right. So it looks like a watering can.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you have to water a car? So it's probably gas. It needs gas. Top up the gas.
Gas. Okay, no. It's oil.
Oh, I forgot cars take oil, right?
If you see this sign, what is it trying to tell you?
The answer is the hood is not closed.
Something has collided with the windscreen. The windscreen is loose. The bonnet is not closed. Or there's something unexpected underneath the bonnet.
Okay, so this is obviously British again, because the bonnet for us is the hood of the car. It's got to be, it looks like the hood of the car is open. That's the picture. So I'm going to say the bonnet is not closed.
Very good. Two right.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, that one's obvious.
If you see this sign, what does it mean?
The answer is washer fluid refill.
Fountain ahead. washer fluid reminder, fuel tank leak, or top off the gas?
Maybe this one's top off the gas, because so far I have not been able to top off the gas. I get that one wrong every time.
You got it wrong again.
But it looks like a gas gauge.
That's a windshield wiper.
No. What does the gas gauge look like? It looks like on the left is
this
empty.
What does this symbol mean?
The answer, the fog lights are on.
The fog lights are on. The back fog lights are on. Brake pads are okay. Or there's a green light, go.
Okay, so the car's not going to tell you that there's a green light. So let's take that one out because it doesn't make any sense. But it's green, so there's money, which means it has to be the most expensive thing. So I'm going to say, so it's not going to tell you the brake pads are okay because that's not going to cost you anything. Let's go
with... That's not going to cost you anything. Oh, yeah, if they're okay. You're right.
Yeah, they're okay. Yeah. So I've ruled that out. So it's either the front fog lights are on or the back fog lights are on. I don't know which way the car is supposed to be.
But you can see the front fog lights, though. That's the problem.
Oh. Okay, so the back fog lights are on.
There's no such thing as back fog lights.
Oh, okay.
Why would there be back fog lights?
Because you have... What's a fog light? I mean, if it's foggy, you need all hands on deck. You need lights everywhere, don't you?
No. So you got two right. You cannot drive. You failed.
Again, I don't understand why they have to do little symbols. Why can't it just say, aren't we at a place now where the car can text you? Hey, I need more wiper fluid. Hey, Coop, sorry to bother you. Could you fill up my gas on your way home? You know what I mean? Like, the car should be able to text you.
Sometimes, even cars like mine now will pop up an error that says A364 problem.
Oh, no.
Then you got to look up. See, just Google A364 and figure it out.
Okay, why it got to say A634? Why can't it just say tires low? Write the word tires and low. That's it.
No, because then you get a little symbol and you should know what that is. You should read your owner's manual from front to back and you should know everything.
Well, that sounds really passive aggressive. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you want me to be on top of the car and take care of her, she should be able to tell me what she needs. It's 2022.
No, and everything's she computerized. Tells you what she needs. No, she ever tells you what she needs. You have to figure it out. She will give you symbols on what the problem is, but never will she come out and tell you what is wrong.
That's how you know the cars are girls right there, because they're not going to come out and say, hey, my boot is open. You know, they're going to be like, symbol. Don't you know what the symbol means?
If you love me. And you got to figure it out.
Yeah, if you loved me, you'd know what my symbols mean.
Yep. So true. Never do they tell you what's wrong. You have to figure it out. You have to at least Google it to figure it out what it is.
That's right. All cars are girls.